Hello, and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Nick Cleave, and with me today is Heidi Finch, editor of the European Titanium Dioxide Report. She's going to tell us about market developments in Q2 for TiO2 and expectations for the third quarter. So first, Heidi, what have been the key talking points in Q2 for the European TiO2 market?
Well, the uptrend in European TiO2 contract prices continued into the second quarter, and this was driven by high seasonal expectations. This marks the eighth consecutive price rise over the past 2 years, and it took European Q2 prices to the highest level since the ICIS quarterly contract price began in Q4 2013. However, it's worth noting that the price increases seen in the second quarter of this year were much more moderate than has been seen in the previous quarters, and this was because the market tightness was showing signs of easing. The latter is due to a greater import availability, this is particularly from China, as well as demand being below seasonal expectations in some cases. Demand from the main downstream paints and plastic sectors is traditionally in peak season during the second quarter. However, some sources have suggested that demand has been not what they expected for this time of the year. This is because buyers have built some stock during low season. There's also a more cautious economic climate in Europe, and the expectation is that the market could also change direction, and this is likely to have diluted the high seasonal effect to some extent. Despite this, producers and also a few other players recently said that demand was faring well for the time of year.
And looking forwards, what are the expectations for Q3?
In terms of the third quarter, buyers and resellers expect the price sentiment to change. This is following 2 years of successive and sizable price rises. These sources suggest that prices could stabilise, if not come off, in Q3, and this is because of what they consider to be a much more relaxed supply situation, and this is particularly for standard grade product. We've already seen some early Q3 settlements filtering through, and they're showing rollovers and also double-digit decreases. Buyers and resellers expect the availability is likely to remain good during Q3, and this is provided there are no unexpected production issues in the meantime. This is based on the anticipated quieter summer holiday period, and provided that imports from China remain available and also competitively priced. Veneta's TiO2 Pori plant in Finland is expected to ramp up further, for speciality grades that is, during the second half of this year and also into next year, and buyers and resellers suggest that this is also likely to improve availability further. Producers, by contrast, have recently talked of an ongoing firm price sentiment because of what they consider to be residual market tightness and an ongoing positive demand outlook. So we'll see with these differing views how things pan out during Q3.
Thank you for explaining that, Heidi. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Nick Cleave.